Blog Talk Radio.
Representing, represents them to have these different sessions for you
helps you from getting through your grief process. And you can always go on their website and find a location that is nearest to you. And there are many churches that have these different sessions. This past December, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, we did a Survive in the Holidays. And we also did something for our members called a Service of Remembrance. So there are different churches doing different things to help you through the grieving process. And I wanted to continue these sessions because I know this time of the year is very difficult for one to get through these holidays. And one thing, the reason why I want to mention GriefShare, because you can go to GriefShare and have them to send you encouraging emails every day, 365 days out of the year. They'll send you encouraging emails. And sometimes it seems like they are just talking to you personally. And where I was reading just now about the unpredictable emotions, that was one of the emails that I received in the last few days. It's like I say, it's very encouraging. So that's one resource, one other resource that you can use to help you through. If you have that moment during the day, you can go to that website and griefshare.org/daily email. So I just wanted to mention that's another resource that you can use to help you through this time in your life. But tonight we're going to talk about also who and what affects your grief. Now, there are many relations, many different people that will affect your grief, which will affect the way that you go through grief, relationship to the one who died. A man once said, "Who suffers multiple losses told me, when you lose a parent, you lose your past. When you lose a spouse, you lose your present. When you lose a child, you lose your future." Our relationship to our loved ones influence how we grieve. So this is, each one will affect the way that you will grieve. A loss of a parent can raise a host of issues. Deep inside, we often assume our parents will always be there for us. If our other parents are still alive, we may be concerned about them or her, that we forget about our own grief. When a spouse is lost, can affect our lives in many different ways. A grieving wife once said, "Half of me had died also. I was incomplete. I had no longer knew who I was. My loneliness may be so profound. We may have lost our best friend, lover, primary companion, soulmate, all in one. Our security, our self-identity was changed, and we were forced into a new role. Some of us had to take two roles, being a father and a mother, all at once. A loss of a child seems counter to the law of nature. Whether our child was 6 or even 60, he or she was supposed to outlive us. Most of the time, you don't want to bury your child. Always, the child will bury the parent. And when you lose a child, it's very devastating because that's someone that you birthed. And now you have to prepare to funeralize them. That's very difficult. Very devastating to someone. Miscarriage, stillbirth, infant death are often minimized by other people. One woman said, "I grew tired of people saying, at least you didn't get attached. You can have other babies." But she said, "I was attached. This baby was in my womb. So I was attached." Sometimes people say things that hurt you, and they don't know that they're hurting you. They're trying to be nice, but sometimes it is what comes out of their mouth that really affects you. Loss of a sibling can be the loss of a best friend. Our childhood, an important part of our identity. Others may not recognize the deep and extensive emotion ties that we had with being siblings. One man said, "Most of my friends had never met my brother or seen us together, so they simply couldn't understand the depth of my grief." Each grief is different. Each person, loved one that dies, it affects you differently. Other losses such as friends, grandchild, grandparents, co-worker can be equally significant but are often ignored by others. They may not acknowledge the grief because they think they weren't as close as the deceased person and others were. So our grief is ignored and we suffer alone. Yes, a friend, a neighbor, a co-worker, a church member can be very devastating also, because you could have been very close to that person and attached, where it did affect you just as much as a sibling. That you lost one of your siblings or a child. Sometimes you have become very close to that person. I know that was affected. Something like that happened with me. One of our members was a young lady who was healthy, great job, traveling, just a great time of her life, and all of a sudden she became ill. Discovered that she had MS, and she went downhill so quickly, and I just couldn't understand at that time. It affected me, very emotional. I could not understand why this was happening to this young lady, and everything was good that was happening to her before. So that affected me just like it would affect me of a relative, because for years I couldn't understand. Because it just seemed like I thought God was going to change that he was going to get, she was going to get better and maybe be a witness to others going through this particular disease. So each person affects you different ways. There's a saying, this particular person, Robert Miller, indicated that God remains with us in these dark places and valleys, even when we feel out of control, lost, and angry. God is always there. Sometimes we don't feel him, but he's always there in all of the dark places that we may experience in our lifetime. Does it matter how, and it doesn't matter how your loved one that died. It doesn't matter it doesn't matter how your loved one passed away. It could be sudden. It can be an anticipated death. It can be an accidental death. A sudden death from natural causes. A death from a chronic or long-term illness. It could be a suicide. A murder, the person was murdered. It doesn't matter how they died. loved that person. You were very close to that person. The closer we are emotionally to that deceased person, the greater the grief is. While it is certainly true, it is also true that a strained relationship can make grief more difficult as well. Past conflict can lead to anger, guilt, regret, over-resolved issue, or cause us to grieve the kind of relationship, any kind of relationship that we have. So it's based on how your relationship with that particular loved one. And each individual also, because each person grieves differently, longer. And that is the price that we have to pay when we love someone. The more we love someone and the closer we are to that person, it affects us more. It's awful that you're supposed to love that person. You're supposed to care for that person. Take care of that person if you can. But when you lose them, it affects you more because you became so close to them. And it's very difficult. God wants you to love each other. But when you become so close to one individual or several, when you lose that person, it's very difficult. But the important thing is being close to God, knowing His word, knowing His promise, knowing that He will get you through each and every one. And sometimes it helps. I feel that each death should help you better with the next one. And the reason why I'm saying that to myself, because I lost, when my mother passed away, I felt that I have done everything that I could have done as a daughter for my mom. And she was been very sickly. She had a stroke and she became very sickly, and she got through it and got better, and then she became ill again. But because my husband died before he died, I dealt with that, and I think because I became stronger with my husband, I got stronger when my mother passed. It did not affect me as much as it did, I think would have, because that particular time I saw where God was there. I grew stronger in faith and believing that God will get me through this in spite of what had happened. And then when my mother passed away and I knew that I was there for her, then it did not affect me as much because I felt that she didn't have to suffer anymore, that she was with God and she was better than where I am at this particular time. And I didn't have to watch her through her sickness anymore. And she was 86 years old, and I just felt that she lived a long and good life before she became ill. So each death to me should help you to get through the other if you believe in God. And you can see that God has been in it and getting you through these different stages in your life. Because He gives you, our religious beliefs will help us do this. Support system also will help us to get through these different feelings we encounter to adjust the loss of our loved one. It won't always take away all of the pain, but it can take a little fear out of the unknown and provide a little life journey. A little life for the journey. And that's what I'm saying. If we handle how we handle previous losses and our religious beliefs and our support system will help us to get through these losses better. Should help us to get through better. not saying that we will feel less about that next loved one that passed away, but I think it'll help us to get through it better because our religious beliefs and our support system, friends and family, being around us and helping us do these different things. So those things can help you in those in that way. So I wanted to, and that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about, who and what affects your grief. And a couple of scriptures I do want you, I think I went over one, that in Matthew, Jesus promised to comfort and a blessing for those who go through the process of grief and mourning. Blessed are those who moan, for they will be comforted. And there another one is, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, will soar on their wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will and they will walk and not faint. That's Isaiah 40:31. So if you have a computer, go to griefshare.org/daily email. That could be one to encourage, to help you do each day. Also, Joel Osteen. Love Joel Osteen daily encouragement, too. Go to his website and have daily emails sent to you as well. Because sometimes you do go things during the day when you're alone, that and there's no one there to help you at this particular time. Some encouraging scripture will help you to get through that day and the next day and the next day. Just be encouraged in knowing that God will send you resources and people in your life to get through these different circumstances. Next week, I would like to talk about grief affects your entire self and a good cry. There's nothing like a good cry. So that's what we're going to be talking about next week. Grief affects your entire self and it's nothing like having a good cry. And that is at the end of the session for Journeying Through Grief tonight. We will continue to have these sessions throughout January. And that is our show tonight. Let me see if I have some announcements. We will have our first meeting in January. This is the third Saturday, January 16th, at my home, January 16, 2016. Wow. That date. Yes, we're going to have a meeting and talking about all of our plans that we are planning on, what we plan to do this coming year, and we will have a calendar together for you with all of the different activities. One of the main things I mentioned at our Christmas breakfast is for us to have a picnic so we can get to know your family, your daughters and sons and so forth, and we have met some and have not met others. We like to mingle with the children as well as we have been with you as widowers and widowers. So please be mindful that we're going to be planning that, and we're going to try to get a date that everybody is comfortable with. We will also have our Valentine get-together. It will not be on the weekend of Valentine. It will be the following week. We will have it at TGIF like we had it last year, but their busiest time is Valentine weekend, and they prefer for us to have it another day. So we will have it the following Saturday, which is the third Saturday in February. So it's on schedule, even though it's not on Valentine. We can still enjoy Valentine activities, and it doesn't have to be on that particular day. We'll have some things planned for that particular location, and we'll have more information for you in January. And that is all I have, and I hope that we will be into another new year, 2016, next Tuesday. I hope that you will have a wonderful, that you will walk into 2016 better than 2015, that everything that God will enlarge your territory and bless you abundantly and also help you to become be stronger in your walk and going through your grief and just know and stronger in God's word, because it's important that we become stronger in our faith to get through the difficult times that we may have in life. And that is all I have for you tonight. Be blessed and tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
You can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will.
You can make it. You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just left. Down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who would leave you is better away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through it.